This week's episode of 8-Bit Saga is dedicated to the memory of Carrie Fisher, our princess, our general, our rebel leader. The whole galaxy mourns your loss. You are one with the Force, and the Force is with you. We love you, and you know. We'll be back January 13th, 2017. But for now, episode 5. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. The Spectre board their ship and head to Tatooine. Their current mission? To work for Mardosh Pox, Verbok's cousin. Their payment? The location of the Logue Dagger, a mysterious artifact wanted by many, Verbok included. Okay, so you guys get on the ship. There's two guys that are setting up the cage for you, the Force cage. It takes about 5 minutes to get it all set up. PN15 is with you also. He just kind of finds a corner and just stands there because.
Do we tip these guys?
No. Okay, no, again, they think that you paid 10,000 credits to get it to buy it and get it installed. You did not, thanks to. Was that Mark?
Mind trick.
Mark Anobi's mind trick.
Successful mind trick.
I slip them each 20 because I know how things work.
Okay. All right. They're grateful.
Shake their hands.
Yeah, they're like, okay, thank you, man. And they get off the ship. So you guys take off, and you're headed to Tatooine. Who's piloting the ship?
Sawbone is piloting the ship.
You're on your way. So again, you now have 2 days to travel to Tatooine.
I would like to fix up the penis spot and keep him from leaking all over our nice Kashyyyk floors.
Okay. All right. So you walk over to him and you get the parts that you bought and you start to
do my thing.
Do your thing. So roll, let's roll a mechanic check, I guess.
Yeah, that's a 12.
You know what's with a modifier? It's a 12.
With a modifier, yeah, it's 12.
All right. Well, you get it done, but it just takes you a lot longer than you thought. You're like, oh, this will be really easy, and then it's a couple hours that you lose.
That's fine.
Because you're like, it's spraying. Or you forgot to turn off.
I'm also new to the whole robot thing. Yeah. I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
What's going? What goes there?
So you gotta get like sprayed with oil because you forgot to turn something off,
it's
and it's just
gross.
Like you undo it, and it's just like, poof. So now you're covered in oil. But you get it done. It just takes you a couple hours. So
that's fine.
What else are you guys doing?
We're gonna go up to the cockpit and Willie Rowe's gonna teach Sawbone how to play space chess.
Yeah.
And
the opposite for Pazak.
Yeah, we're going to play some Pazak.
Okay, we're not going to play. We're actually going to play.
Fair enough.
I mean, unless you guys actually want to put money down. But if you guys just want to play learn how to play.
We would just play to play.
Trevor had said something earlier about wanting to sell a Pazak deck, I think.
Are you not going to use your Pazak cards?
Probably not. I don't think Trevor likes gambling.
Okay, sure. We grew up the last 2 years around people gambling and stuff. Probably
on him.
Pretty adverse against it.
Yeah, I was the subject of many a gambling.
Yeah, okay. So you're gonna get rid of those Pazak cards? Sell them, or are you just gonna give them to him?
I'll just give them to him.
Okay, there you go. Now you got a set of Pazak cards.
Nice.
If you make any money, throw something my way.
Just wondering, do I happen to walk up on him while he's working on PN15?
Sure. I mean, if that's what's going on.
That's a 25 technology check to help him go faster.
Okay. So instead of taking like 3 hours, it takes like an hour and a half.
Nice. Does he get gooped?
He does not. That was like the first thing you did. Just yeah.
Ewok.
That's when he came up and he was like, oh, dude, you're supposed to turn this off. Like, hits a switch and something turns off. And
that's a crazy language you have there.
Yes, it is, man. I never seen anybody else speak it in a long time. I'm starting to think nobody else does.
I might try and figure it out.
If you can, that'd be cool. We talk shit about these other motherfuckers behind their back.
All right. Kale, what are you doing?
Sorry, my stomach was rumbling. I was trying to think. I probably will open up some snacks and see if I can't get a Space Transformers marathon going.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so you open some snacks.
That holo player.
You go into the main like living area, and there's like a you turn on a big big monitor. It's supposed to show you like, you know, it typically just shows you like stats of like kind of what's going on, like your travel and stuff, and you're just like, nope, and you switch inputs.
Ox.
Switch it to HDMI 1.
Yep.
And you pop in the holo disk.
Guys, movie starting. Yeah. Movie starting.
And you start your. Through seven movies. There's seven of them, and you can definitely watch them. You have enough time to watch all of them by the time you get there.
Back to back, and then DVD commentary.
Oh, no, there's live commentary.
Oh, yeah, there's live commentary.
Because I just walked in the room and saw what you're doing.
Awesome.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you doing this?
Yeah, we're starting it.
Do you want me to sit in?
Yes, please.
We could talk.
All right.
I could tell you everything about it.
Yeah, I want behind-the-scenes coverage.
I will. Awesome. Let's do this. You got some more popcorn?
Yeah, space popcorn.
Awesome.
It's probably just popcorn, but that's fine.
But it's
anybody else going to join in while they watch? I mean, you're like in the same room as them. You're just on like the other side.
Yeah, I'm just not paying attention. I might go wander over when I'm finished with Pen 15.
Okay, for sure.
But if
and
I do...
You guys, it's on autopilot. You're in like hyperspace. You're like... You're jumping, so you don't have to pilot, really.
We're playing space chess.
Yeah, I don't really like those Jamarkle Faye movies anyway.
Hey, you know what's really cool? I think if you hit that button right there, it's going to display this everywhere in the ship.
Every screen in the
every
ship.
Every screen. Yeah, just hit that button, so that way everyone can enjoy it.
Boop.
So are they... Are they
that's
like,
fair. It could be on while me and him are playing space chess.
Every open monitor... That's not needed for the space flight currently.
Hey, can you lock that channel too so that they can't turn it off?
Parental lock.
Are you going to broadcast it on all frequencies too?
Yes.
Going out from the ship.
But it's space, so it doesn't go anywhere.
Unless you get the ship.
Sure.
They randomly get 5 minutes of space transmorphers.
All right, so anything else you guys want to do while you're traveling?
Are they, like, on the couch just watching it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to flop in between them and just try and, like, burrow in between them and get them greasy as fuck.
Okay, sure.
Not cool.
You do it. You do that. They both kind of get a little greasy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, you're just in time for this cool part right here. Let me tell you something. I got real somber here, okay? Because my real-life girlfriend left me before I met her on screen. We were still dating, but then we had to act with one another, and then we were still together. Whew.
Is it tough acting with your right hand?
No, the on-screen girl right there.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
That's a woman.
Oh.
This is a thing called a movie. And you watch it.
Why?
And it's things that aren't happening.
Why?
It's entertainment purposes.
It's an entertainment, so we act out things that never happened before.
So, like, when people dying right now on screen, that's not actually happening?
No, it's all acting.
Then why the fuck was I in a cage? Why can't they just watch a fucking movie?
You want to take this one?
Nope.
Okay, no, I think you should.
I don't understand.
I think we should just let that sleeping dog lie.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, just take a nap, okay?
That sounds good, yeah.
I'm gonna burrow, like, underneath Mark and Obi and, like, shove my face, like, under his back and go to sleep. Okay. And just grease the shit out of the couch in him.
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
It's pretty
so,
warm.
Such a nice shift.
Yep.
And now there's grease on the couch.
Not going to be able to get that out.
Yeah, that ain't never coming out. There's always going to be a grease stain there. Anything else? Or you guys just want to get the tattooing?
You know what?
Maybe, go ahead.
Oh, no, you first.
Well, I was just going to suggest maybe we should, like, test the ship's maneuverability out and just make sure it can handle and do things.
Well, you're kind of in, like, hyperspace right now.
Yeah,
so
can't
you're kind
really
of just
around.
Yeah, no.
Hey.
Can't go blow up a moon or something.
Well, you could if, because you're in hyperspace, so if you popped out and you just landed to a moon...
Well, that sounds fun.
No.
Please don't let him anywhere near the console.
So, we really haven't gotten to know one another since we started this whole thing out. So I'm just sitting on the couch here thinking about that. And what are you about?
Is this in between the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
At some point in the 2 days, this conversation's happening.
Yeah. What are you guys about? Like, we should get to know each other if we're gonna be brethrens or something like that.
I don't know if I'd call you my brother.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe not now, but maybe in 14 years, you know?
That's a long time.
We're still riding or dying. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Don't
ride a dime?
No, ride a die.
Ride a dime?
No, ride a die.
Ride a die.
Ride a die.
Ride to die?
I think he's saying ride or die, but
hey, he's got it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I've watched a lot of his movies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Ride
okay.
or die.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm just saying. I mean, I could tell you guys a little something about me, and then maybe you guys can share. Okay, if you're not ready to open up.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you guys didn't know this, but I was kidnapped after Transmorphers 7, and.
Star Transformers.
Star Transformers 7. Sometimes I mix up my movies. I'm sorry.
On Huddy, like on the Hutt area, it's called something completely different.
Yeah, every planet has a different name. I'm sorry. Okay, listen. I spent five years in a Sith temple, and that shit kind of drove me batty a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
No, we can tell.
Yeah.
It's been a long time you since guys you've are the interacted
first,
with people.
Yeah, you're the first contact that I've had in a long time.
Spent time in a Sith temple?
Yeah, Sith temple.
Sounds rough.
What are Sith, man?
Sith, like the bad guys, the bad Jedis. They used to, well, not Jedis.
I
but,
mean,
you know.
You're pretty bad at being a Jedi, so like you?
Well, I'm just new at it.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
How long have you been a Jedi?
Like,
Jedi in the movies?
No, I was in the movies first, and then I didn't know I had these special powers, and then I went into the Sith temple, got stuck there for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, I found my way out. This is a short story. There's a lot going on with it. You should read my bio. I have it up on my website. Anyways.
I pull out my phone.
I wonder if it's on Space IMDb.
I pull out my Space phone.
Start reading the datapad.
So anyways.
My datapad.
I found a crack in the structural damage and damaged it with my force powers. And then there was a guy standing outside and he was like, finally. And I was like, oh, that was my master.
Was he waiting for me?
Yeah. He was just waiting there. I don't know how long. I never asked him. But for 2 years, he trained me to be a Jedi. Here I am.
It's a lot longer than I expected.
Well, you know, and I didn't really have a lot of practice either. So, you know, this is my first mission. He sent me out to get some artifacts. That's why I grabbed that. I was so interested in that holocron.
What'd they do to you in the Sith Temple? Or did they just leave you in a room?
I was stuck there by myself. I didn't know what was going on. It was empty. And
how did you stay alive? What kind of food did you eat?
That's interesting. There was these little creatures running around. They were called Clems.
What does a Clem taste like?
You're going to have to give me some detail, brother.
Like, well, I need to know what a Clem tastes like. How did you survive on Clems?
That sounds hairy.
I bet it just seems really
they were
awkward.
Really, they were really big, hairy beasts. They looked like rat little creatures with tails. And, yeah, you just... I found them, and I'd kill them and eat them.
Would you, like... How would you... Did you cook them or did you just eat it raw? Like, do you eat clams raw or do you have to cook them? Like, how would you cook them?
They didn't feed
you.
Did
you make a fire?
You gotta eat the clam raw.
You gotta eat the clam raw.
Okay.
You just put that, you know, it has, along the spine is this really nice fatty piece. And you eat that and it really goes down smooth.
Okay, okay.
You really have to do what you gotta do to survive
it.
So
I have a non-food question.
Okay.
Is your mission from your master supposed to last 14 years?
I'm sorry? Well... No, it's not, but I just thought maybe we could remain friends after this.
I mean, that's cool. I was just wondering, I mean, like, if we're trying to do more things here, are you having to go back to your master and, like, leave the group at some point?
I don't know. You know, I didn't get... He just said to go get as many Sith artifacts as I can find. Because he's trying to protect them, but from the Hutts.
Oh. Well, we're working for the Hutts.
I know. That's why I'm here. Anyone else?
I think we've learned enough about one individual just for the whole trip. Just soak in that information.
So you want to go next then?
Nope.
I think I'm going to need a nap after that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a long story.
While he's talking, I want to try and steal some shit out of his pockets.
Oh. I have robes on. There's nothing in there.
You don't have words under the robes, right?
You got your lightsaber on you?
You're not stealing that.
Want to bet? 30 to steal your lightsaber.
Can I stop it?
I don't perception.
Yeah. Perception.
Roll perception.
27.
I'm just gonna be like,
hey, what does this do?
Oh, slide out from behind you and just.
You supposed to kill things with this or what? Like you
literally watched me use it. Yeah.
You didn't do shit with it. I just saw you flailing
around.
Well,
you swing it and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
That's a very dangerous weapon.
Yeah, I really wish you would stop swinging it close to my face.
Hey, I mean, you could have one too, but can I have it back? That's my personal one.
Oh, fine.
Thank you.
All right, so at this point, I guess you guys, no one else is going to tell their backstory or anything.
I thought it was a perfect time to try to.
Yeah.
You know, I like learning a little bit about everybody.
I was in the cage too for a while.
Oh, tell us what happened, bro.
Well, okay. So I used to live in this real, real big forest, right? And, like, all we did was just, like, hunt and eat and fuck. And it was great. But then, like, the shit crashed. And it was, like, this shit only, like, shittier. And it crashed in my village, and we thought it was a god or something, but I was curious, and I went in there and poked buttons, and all of a sudden, like, I'm flying through, like, the black spacey shit, and then I woke up, and I was in the cage, and they made me fight things, and it wasn't good. I had to kill a lot of things.
But you survived.
Yeah. Also killed me a lot of Gungans.
Was it the Gungans that took you?
No, it was some fat human.
Oh.
He was there. Or Sawbone was there.
You were there?
Yeah, I mean, I went to try and...
Did you save him?
Collect the bounty on the human.
Did you save his life?
I wouldn't use those words exactly.
I went to attempt to save his life. Not necessarily. I went to collect the bounty, and he was there, and he broke out of the cage and murdered the human that I needed.
Murder's a strong word, but yeah, I murked his ass.
So now you two are like inseparable.
I mean, we're friends. We're good friends.
He's the first human that didn't make me live in a fucking cage, so I'm pretty okay with that.
Huh. I'm not a human.
Or first thing.
First blue human.
He's a blue human.
Yeah, these weird blue people, I don't know. I think blue ones are alright, the pink ones I'm kind of worried about. Like you.
I don't think he likes you, Mark.
Oh, you don't like me?
I just don't. I mean, it was your kind to put me in a cage, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, but not me.
I feel like they're all the same to him.
You smell just
first
like
impressions
him.
Are everything. Well, then
let me ask you something. Why were you cuddled up next to me, motherfucker?
Just trying to steal your shit. Also, I gotta get my scent on you so I know you're not like the others when we're out in the field.
Hey, Chubrub, could you please not steal our shit?
Yeah, that's kind of like...
Yeah,
not
moratorium
cool.
On stealing shit.
Fine.
Chubrub, I'm not calling you out, per se, that you did this. But someone has peed in this ship, in every room in this ship.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Like, what is that musk?
I don't know which one of you have done it. I'm just going
to say.
Are
we not supposed to do that?
What we have the laboratory
let's
for.
Let's all go to the laboratory. And
let's show him how to work a toilet.
We single file line him to the bathroom.
This was the
we
day they
potty
trained Chubrub.
It took you all day.
All day.
To potty train him.
Do we need to roll for that?
I don't even know what you would roll for that.
That was exhausting.
My will is a 12. I rolled a 16 persuasion.
You're good.
Yeah,
you so persuaded me to use the toilet.
Yeah, you now use toilets. Congratulations.
Can we get
leveled up?
We've domesticized
it. Yeah.
would toilet use be a ride check?
All right. What else? So you guys, after spending time doing
quick.
That,
I'm going to figure out where your home planet is, Chubrub.
I want to go home. I want to see my people again.
I'm going to figure it out. So, both of us are from Coruscant. You are as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you from Coruscant? Or
from Coruscant, yeah.
Coruscant.
Born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
There was not many playgrounds at the private school that I went to. There was no playgrounds. No playing a lot, really.
Oh, okay. I played a lot. So, you just stayed in school all day?
I wasn't... Yeah, pretty much. My parents were pretty strict. But
he's a huge nerd.
I mean, that's why I left. I was in college at the university on Coruscant. Left that place. So I know some things. If y'all need to know things, I can tell you things. I don't know much about, like, the Sinar Shaddaa that we've been to. Seems all these, like, slummy areas.
Yeah, we've been to a lot of slummy areas.
You're not used to that, are you?
I'm not.
Nope.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Wait, but you're slummy.
I mean, I am now.
It's an acquired taste.
It's a personal choice now. I didn't always have this great, amazing life that I have now.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I don't like to share it a whole lot, so...
It make us all a lot closer, I'll tell you that.
We're pretty close already. We're close enough.
Hey, if you don't tell us, I'm going to force you to.
Oh, God. All right, okay, fine. Twist my arm. Well, Willie and I know each other from way back. But before that, before we met up for this, I grew up basically super rich. I had a really nice upbringing, and my parents are really wealthy. My dad's got a huge dynasty on Coruscant, and I didn't want any of that. I didn't want any of that
shit. Did your parents die, like, in an alley after you're watching a theater movie?
Just one, but she died when I was about 12 years old.
Okay, I just thought maybe you had, like, a hero thing going on.
No, I mean, I am kind of a hero, but pretty much to myself. Didn't want to run my father's dynasty. He really wanted me to do what he did, and I didn't want to take any, over any of that shit, so I kind of just left it all. And met up with this guy, Willie, and then met up with you fools. So that's pretty much it.
Anything else before you guys make it? It's, at this point, it's probably been about 2 days watching all those movies and then spending a day trying to get him to...
I want
to
work on, like, graffiti and just one part of the ship.
Okay.
Oh, well,
outside. One part of the ship. Inside.
No, no, we're not letting inside. You graffiti the inside of our beautiful, badass okay. ship.
Then on the space right above... Where my bunk is.
Okay.
Just the bottom of the next bunk.
Space Jesus is my co-pilot.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. I might do some cave-style paintings in the engine room.
Sure.
I'll do a cave pictorial painting of our battle at the casino.
All right. Nice. Very cool.
A historian.
All right. So you guys come out of hyperspace. The
Am I back at the...
Yep, you're
controls.
You're back up there. It's the final day. You guys, you see Tatooine in front of you. Are you get a call on your holocom once again?
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Tin Sparrow?
Yeah.
Is this the Tin Sparrow?
This is the Tin Sparrow.
This is ground control for Tatooine. Where are you guys headed?
It's Mos. We're going to Mos Espa.
Mos Espa.
Mos Espa. All Mos right. Espa. Well. Just keep an eye out on traffic and just go. You pretty much have free rein to park wherever any docking bay you can. It's not a very traveled town. Do be aware there is some pod racing finals going on right now. So yeah, be aware of there are some. It's Tatooine. You guys know what's up, probably, right? Anyone have been here before? Anyone know anything about Tatooine?
Yeah.
It can be right. Shady. There could be some shady characters lurking about. So just make sure that your ship is locked when you get out. Make sure to store any. Valuables in away the, and out of sight. So if anyone's going by your ship or whatever, they see anything
they can't
valuable.
Get on.
They can't get on.
Mark Kenobi, you got something to say?
On, but they can.
Mark Kenobi, you got something to say?
Oh yeah, I have a fun fact. This planet is made of like nothing but sand. It's crazy.
Is it coarse against your skin?
It's coarse and rough, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
If you look out straight ahead, out of your viewport or whatever, the ship, I'm sure you can fucking see. It's a giant...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fun fact.
Giant desert planet.
Maybe, I mean, some people haven't been here before.
Actually, if you want a really fun fact, a couple of million years ago, this planet was an ocean planet. But that got fucked up by by some alien species. But...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh. Look
that
up.
A Nuh-uh. Fun fact.
Yeah, that's a fun fact for you. We got fucked.
Actually, don't believe in that.
Don't believe in oceans?
I believe Tatooine is only 5,000 years old, so...
fucking craziness.
Hey, guy.
Yes!
Hey, guy, are you doing any betting on those pod races?
Oh, you absolutely can bet on those
pod
races, man.
Oh,
yeah?
Well, I mean, are you personally?
Am I? Absolutely.
Who do you think's going to win?
Let me see. I think... I'm looking over the stats again. They just put them out today because there's been a couple of races going on, right? I think Sammer Catcher is going to win, man. He's really fucking good.
Sammer Catcher?
Sammer Catcher. Yeah, man, he's really good. But you know what? Jack Blaze. Jax Blaze, he's really good too.
I got to go with him.
Jax Blaze sounds
Who's
cool.
Who's the lowest favored? Who's the least favored?
Matt Crittle. Crytel.
Sounds
Crytel. There you go. That's how you say it. Yeah, he's. He's been okay. This is his first race.
I like long shots.
You guys should definitely check it out. Pod racing.
Hey, fun fact, real quick. Pod racing was invented here.
That's not true, but that's cool.
That's cool. All right. Yeah,
well, all right. You guys have fun on Tatooine.
Awesome.
And he hangs up. So.
All right. Who wants to make some? Who wants to make some money?
Oh.
Hold on. Here. We can get $1 million by doing our mission.
Yeah, let's go dock this ship.
He's all business. Yeah, let's dock the ship and worry about
the pod racing later.
All right, so you guys go, and you land in, like, it's a pretty, it's not a big spaceport, but it's, you know, it's like an airport, essentially. You just go land there. It's where everyone's landing their ships. Again, Mos Espa at this time is a pretty small little town, but you can see on the outskirts there's construction going on a huge, looks like a huge complex. You guys see that as you're flying in. And so you guys land, and PN-15 is going to stay behind. He's gonna protect the ship for all he's worth, which is not a lot, but
yeah,
he's gonna protect the ship.
I figured he was
stay on comms.
He's gonna stay on comms. He'll keep up with you guys if you need him. He's there.
I think we had to turn him off to charge him, because you can't charge him and listen to him at the same time.
Yes, you can.
Nope, can't do it.
Chub Rub was gonna grab another.
You gotta buy
shower.
An extra piece for that.
Yep.
I didn't pick that one up. It's these.
When you got an old ass piece of technology, you're holding on to. Gotta let it go.
Nah, actually,
we're not gonna get into this.
Oh, he's actually a pretty old.
He's
model,
part of the
so
one.
He probably has whatever
he's
he
part
needs.
Of the 1%.
They have everything. It's good. He's not the new model.
No,
he's part of the 1% that needs that piece.
No, he's not. He's fine.
Percent. The new model just wirelessly charges.
Yeah, fight, the new model fight, crazy. Fight, you just fight. Stand him in a corner and he's good to go. But
I will stab each and every one of you.
He's an old model. He has all the correct ports that you
yeah.
need.
Yeah,
he's got everything you need with none of the flash.
Yeah, we didn't get the droids that explode. I heard.
No.
I like the sound of that.
Droids that explode?
Yeah, that sounds cool. All
right.
Is that what they based that movie on? The robots that explode?
Star Transformers?
No, that wasn't my movie.
Oh.
Space we only had real. We had real robots. So.
Wobots.
Wobots.
That's that Boston.
What's
accent.
A wobot?
I don't remember having a hard time saying R's.
What's a wobot? I don't know what a wobot is.
Was it a waspy wobot?
I said robots.
You said wobot.
Definitely was a W. All right, so you guys land and you get off the ship, and there is a Rodian standing there waiting for you.
We lock the ship.
You lock the ship in front of him.
Boop, boop.
And you can see.
I do the beep boop beeps around here, but
sorry, it looks so fun. Yeah.
And you can see like the kind of like hurt in his eyes, or it's like he's like, hey, come on.
It's none of us are Rodians.
It's not because of you; it's the rest of the Rodians.
Yeah, man.
Oh wow!
Oh,
a little racist there, huh?
Just saying.
Wow.
The last one you
really,
saw.
Bro, I never yeah. seen that side of you before.
So this Rodian, he is he's kind of like a lime green color. He kind of looks a little hunched over, and he kind of has like this kind of deranged look on his face. So you guys aren't terribly wrong in walking your ship. But he walks up to you guys. And he's like,
"You guys here for Mardosh Pox?"
Hey,
yeah,
that is why we're here.
Yeah, they're here. We're
here. So you got Verbox sent you boys.
Yep.
My name is Drisk Teo. I work for Mardosh Pox. He sent me here to bring you guys over to his new palace that he's building, right next to his his biggest project yet, which is the Mos Espa. Pod racing arena. It's really cool. I'm sure you guys saw it. It's a lot of fucking fun. So if you guys will just follow me, we'll head that way.
Sweet.
All right.
All right. So he hunched over, just kind of like starts walking along. It's kind of going.
Commence traveling music.
Commence traveling music.
Also, this sand is fucking hot on my feet. I'm going to ride on Sabo.
Absolutely. For sure.
And I'm going to put my goggles down because it's too damn bright.
Put my robe, hoodie up, my hoodie up.
Puts his hood up. And you guys can just commence walking down. If you guys have any questions for him, just going to make your way down the streets. Anybody yeah. any questions for him or anything? Just going to just walk in silence and follow this guy.
Oh, how was the flight?
That was good.
Yeah, you guys had a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Oh, we watched a whole bunch of my movies.
What? One movie? You're in a movie?
A lot of them.
He's been in seven movies.
No, what? I've been in a lot more than that. That's just one series.
Seven movies that I have seen.
Movie? You have no idea.
Space Transformers 1 through 7.
Oh, my God. 6 was my favorite.
I don't think he was in 6.
Yeah, 6 wasn't that bad.
I want to ask him about that Kashyyyk hair wax. Uh-huh. If they have any. If they have that hair.
Hell no.
Fair enough.
We got that shit from Naboo.
That's all right. I don't need any Gungan oils.
Yeah, who does? Those fucking...
All right.
All right. Races. Yeah, all right. Let's keep going.
So you guys just keep walking down. Walking down the street. Again, really small town, so it's really not that far. It's like a 10-minute walk. But five dudes surround you guys as you're walking.
Oh.
Two Twi'leks, two Zabraks, and a human. The human says, "Stop right there." And I guess
I move to the center of the group.
Oh, and they all pull their pistols out. They all pull their weapons out. And they have you surrounded right now. And Drisk is like,
"Oh, shit!"
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Roll for initiative.
Boom!
Finally.
Oh, man, the boys are back at it again. Just can't go very far without getting into a fight, huh? Thank you for listening to 8-Bit Saga. If you are enjoying what you're listening to, go to our website at the8bitgeek.com and check out some of our other shows, such as 8-Bit Geek. That's kind of like our main mothership show. 8-Bit Legends, if you like DC CW TV shows. Divas, Dropkicks, and Dinos, if you like wrestling. Brainberry Tarts, if you want to listen to some love advice given by two lovely ladies. All of these shows are on Audio Boom, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and of course our website at the8bitgeek.com. If you want to help support the channel and the network, go check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/8bitgeek. Make sure to check us out on Facebook. You can find us at the8bitgeek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you tweet at us using the hashtag 8bitsaga, we will name a character after you. We have a couple names. Not in this current story arc. When we get to the next mission, we'll have a number of characters named after listeners and stuff. So if you've tweeted at us, if it's coming, you'll be in the show, we promise you. And with that being said, let's get back to the episode and back to the fight.
So the round starts with Sawbone.
What do you guys want?
You're here to work for Mardosh Pox, and we can't allow you to do that.
Why not?
Well, because you work for Mardosh Pox.
Who do you work for?
That's none of your fucking business, bitch.
Whoa!
Damn.
Why do we have to fight? Can't we just be friends?
Hell no!
Hey, Sawbone, kill him.
All right. Well, I'm going to shoot the dude right there.
23.
That is a hit. 12 damage, all right. Yeah, he took a big hit.
Hey, nice shot.
Hey, thanks, Mark Kenobi.
Chubrub, that's on you.
I am also going to draw my pistol and take a shot of that same fucko.
Fire away.
I rolled a 2. I'm not even going to bother adding. Just bow!
Sorry, no.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
It's his turn, and he doesn't really have a clear shot at you, so he'll take a shot at Mark Kenobi.
Of course he will.
15?
Does
a 15 hit?
I will use deflect.
That's a 16 plus 9.
Yeah. You successfully deflected the blaster bolt. The other Twi'lek on the opposite side is going to take a shot at... Okay. That's Kale. Okay, I was like, is that... I can't tell. Yeah. So he's going to take a shot at Kale. And he misses.
Yeah! Dodge that shit, bitch.
All right.
You got really good reflexes.
The Zabrak that you shot, Sawbone, mm-hmm. is going to shoot you. Mm. Your reflex is better than a 7, right? Yeah, then he misses.
It is Kale's turn.
I am going to take a shot at the low defense. I've got quick draw.
Okay.
And then I can also use my move action, right, to aim. So I'm going to shoot.
Shoot it up.
Oh! 20.
There's our crit.
Night.
Nice. You shot him right between the eyes.
That's right.
You can see through his head. He hits the ground.
Kale D-Bag!
Hey, great job over there.
Hey, thanks.
Mark and Obi, see what you got, my brother.
All right, let's do this.
Saber up.
We're drawing
Saber
that.
Up. Yep.
I'd like to move to attack him.
Okay.
20.
Oh!
So 31 damage.
31 damage.
You fucked that guy up.
You just cut him in half. The way you don't want to get cut in half.
From the bottom
From
up.
The bottom up.
Hey. Hey, look down here.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see that? It's my first kill.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna talk shit no
more. Did you guys see it? It didn't go woof. It went wrong.
That was really awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Way to go, Mark Kenobi.
Oh, I'm so hyped up right now.
We air high five.
Woo!
I will not talk as much shit. Force high five.
Force high five.
Thunderclap in between.
Yeah.
Both of us. We got to work on that.
And we're back with Sawbone. Round right. leader. New round.
Shoot that motherfucker.
I'm taking him down.
Yeah. All right. Take him down.
Shooting at the Zabrak again.
10.
That does hit.
Yes.
He's so very dead.
Yeah.
Just right in the chest. Just there's a gaping cavity. Chubba-rub.
I'm going to take a blue ball out. I will blue ball the Zabrak. 18.
That's a hit.
That's a total of 10.
10 damage. You heard him.
Suck my blue ball, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's pissed, though.
Good. Let him be pissed.
And it is Willie Rose turn.
I'm going to yell at the dude who shot at me.
Okay.
Shoot at me again. See what happens.
That's a 15.
That, yeah. Right. He's just like, whoa, taking a back. Whoa, this guy's badass. So it's a minus.
Minus two. To, it has actually all defenses.
It's everything.
I looked it up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to yell to y'all, save one. Let's talk to him.
All right, Kale.
I'm going to do one of these where I turn and aim my gun underneath my armpit. I say, surprise, motherfucker. And I shoot at the Gungan.
He's a Twi'lek.
21.
21 hits.
That is 16.
Yeah, he's done.
Right.
He's just toasted.
Hey, two kills.
I got two.
Now we need to try and capture this last guy.
I'd like to charge him, but I don't want to swing and hit him. I want to take my lightsaber to his neck. Or I can tackle him either way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you want to tackle him, you can tackle him.
Okay.
Tackle him to the ground.
I mean, it'd look cooler if I had my lightsaber to his throat, but I'll tackle him, I guess.
You tackle him when you get him down there.
Yeah, and then I'll put my lightsaber to his throat.
Uh-huh.
Grapple and tackle. All right, here we go. 14.
You ran up on him and just bear hugged him. And he's just squirming.
He's like, what the fuck?
All of his friends are dead, so
all
he's
of his
pretty
friends
fucking
are dead.
Intimidated.
Yeah.
And ask him where the exchange is on Tatooine.
The exchange, we're everywhere. This is one of our main planets. You can't hide from us. You killed me, but someone else will come get you.
Where's the base on this planet, though?
Where's your home base on this planet?
We're from Mos Eisley.
I need coordinates.
I need to know where your base is.
But there's not just like one specific base. We operate out of a lot of the buildings and cantinas and warehouses and local establishments.
Who sent you to us?
Someone high up in the exchange, man. Like,
who gave you your orders?
My boss.
Who's your boss?
His name's Tim.
Give me a reason to keep you alive.
I run up on him, and I point at his nuts, and I say, who are you betting on in the pod races?
You two Bathins. You two Bathins. Just please, please.
It's a terrible choice.
I don't know. He's poised to win. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's done really well. He's really climbed the charts this season. I think he's going to do all right.
It's not what I heard.
I go ahead, and I cover his ears.
If we let this guy go, and I think we can convince him to tell his people that he killed us.
They'll buy us a little bit of time.
What's to keep him from not snitching and just tell him the truth.
Hey, put one of those remote detonators in his butt.
Solid choices from both these guys.
Why are y'all looking at my butt?
I don't think we can do anything once we put them in there. That's the problem.
Well, we got a remote, Charge.
But we won't know if something happens.
That's true, but we'll just blow it anyways.
Oh, my God. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I don't think the remotes work from that far away.
I'm going to pat him down for like a calm.
He does have a comb on.
Why are you still patting him?
He had to find it. It was
find it. Yeah. Found it.
It's like a million times.
I've just been pointing at his balls.
Hey, buddy.
So you're going to radio back to your boss and tell them that you killed us.
Okay.
Radio him now.
Okay. Tim? Pineapple. And you hear like some...
Oh.
Oh, no.
I shoot him in the balls.
All right, let's get moving.
Oh, we just leave him?
God, just leave him there.
Let's get moving.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
I let him go.
He's just rolling. You let him go. He just falls to the ground and just rolling in pain.
Chub Rub's going to put this dude out of his fucking misery. After I coup de grace the Nutless Wonder, I'm going to take some teeth from my necklace.
Okay. Wow.
We really messed this bad boy up.
Whew. Yeah, you make a good Sith, I think.
Toothless.
I feel like you might make a good Sith.
No, I'm a Jedi all the way.
So you guys loot the bodies, you get the stuff, and Driss is like, all right, let's keep moving.
All normal.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Yeah. It's just another day.
You all right, Driss?
I have this med pack if you want me to apply it.
Oh, yeah. Don't waste it.
Okay. Don't waste it.
Yeah,
I'm not worried.
All right, so you guys continue following Driss, and he leads you up. This like it looks much newer than everything else. Like the road is actually paved. There's a lot of like light like post sort of things with banners and stuff, and it's all like this pod racing like banners and stuff for like all the different racers, and it's the Mos Espa Classic or whatever semifinals going on right now.
Can I make a use of force check to see if there's any like force users nearby?
Sure.
That's a 22.
You see Mark and Obi. And?
Hey, buddy.
A little surprising? Yourself. A little bit.
Oh.
I can see myself.
Yeah. You like what you see. You're very happy with your
I'm happy with my
you
new
like
life.
You like how your life is now headed.
I'm not in a cage.
Yeah. You got meat in your pocket.
Smile on my face. Yeah. Blood on my fur.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good day for you.
Nirvana.
So he leads you, and you guys, you come up on what is the Mos Espa, like you guys remember from the Phantom Menace, that pod racing arena stadium.
Yeah.
That is what they are currently building. So it's not quite finished. So it's not this huge stadium just yet. But you do see that next, like attached to it, is a palace essentially. And he leads you in like through the entrance to the like arena, and he's like.
It's like so. This is he's been working on this. It's his pod racing arena. It's really great. Man, he's making a lot of fucking money. It's great. Man, look at this place. It's huge. It's gonna be big. There's some semifinals going on right now. So you know, if y'all want to play some bets, y'all we can do this. I mean, he's a little tied up right now in some meetings. So we've got like an hour or so to kill. If you guys want to watch the fucking pod racing,
yeah.
If you've never seen it, I swear to God, it's the best.
I step in front of him and I turn to the group and I say, "Now this is pod racing."
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.